The other day, as I was falling off my bicycle, I had the following thoughts. I was given a very juicy part. I was allowed to work with talented, exhilarating, and beautiful people. I was given a good deal of money and a great deal of joy. And now, really, don't you think this is going a little too far? Thank you, anyway.
Just for the nominees for the best black and white cinematography.
Joseph Lachelle for The Fortune Cookie.
Ken Higgins for Georgie Girl.
Marcel Pignon for Is Paris Burning.
James Wong Howe for Seconds.
Haskell Wexler for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
To make a presentation, please.
The winner is Haskell Wexler for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Thank you. performance by an actress in a supporting role are Vivian Marchand in Alfie, Geraldine Page in You're a Big Boy Now, Sandy Dennis in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Wendy Hiller in A Man for All Seasons, and Jocelyn Lagar in Hawaii. Thank you. The winner is Sandy Dennis in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Accepting for Sandy Dennis, Mike Nichols.
Sandy, thanks you very much. I thank Sandy. It was nice to be up here.
Thank you. So thanks for the memories of crap games on the floor.
You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore.
I thank you so much.
You better have
high hopes. Keep your high hopes. Keep those high apples high in the sky.
The problem's just the toy balloon.
They'll be bursting soon.
They're just bound to go pop. Oops, there goes another problem, Kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, Kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, Kerplop.
Lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free.
On the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are.
Chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them watching chim, chim, cheree, chim, cheroo. Chim, chimney, chim, chim. Like a boat out of the blue, takes
So long, I sobered up twice. I wish I knew. Are we in East Berlin or West Los Angeles?
We're in Santa Monica, Dean.
Well, then call me Matt.
Are you on duty tonight?
No, but I got a hot tip there after Elizabeth Taylor.
No.
Yes. They're going to smuggle her measurements to Hong Kong and turn out some cheap imitations.
I'll take one. I'd like it monogrammed.
Yeah.
You know, Dean, it's amazing how this new career has opened up for you. Everybody's saying you're the logical successor to James Bond.
What do you mean, successor? I'm the original 007.
You are?
Sure. Last time Jeannie said to me, guess what? I said, uh-oh. Sam?
That's hard to believe. Dean Martin was 7-up.
Now, pay attention, everybody, because I'm going to read the best nominees for the, well, I don't know, the score. You guys, too? Song. S-O-R-U-N-G. Now, there's some, we got some surprises, not on the list, but in the way I read the nominees. Now, nominees are Burt Bacharach, or something, and Hal David for Alfie, John Barry and Don Black. That was easy for Born Free. Tom Springfield and Jim Dale for Gregory Girl. Georgia Girl. Okay, Elmer Bernstein, Mac David for My Wishing Doll, and Johnny, oh, four guys wrote this last one. Johnny Mandel and Paul and Francis and Webster. Time for love. So you got a letter from me or something? I don't go to these things, Tim. What happened?
Whip it out, and I don't have glasses.
Oh, the winners are John Barry and Don Black for Born Free.
Standing work in films, the Academy of Members have nominated these five talented gentlemen for Best Performance by an Actor. Richard Burton in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Paul Scofield in A Man for All Seasons? Michael Caine in Alfie, Alan Arkin in The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, and Steve McQueen in The Sand Pebbles. Congratulations all. Now, can I have the envelope? The winner is Paul Scofield in A Man for...
Accepting the award for Mr. Paul Scofield in the Best Actor category, Wendy Hiller.
It is a great joy to me to accept this award on behalf of one of the finest and one of the most loved actors in my country. There is something very special in being recognized in a country other than one's own. And I know that Paul Scofield would want me to say, with great warmth and great humility, thank you.
Good for me to recite the impressive roll call of the talented young ladies who have been nominated for the Best Actress and to present a whole Oscar to the winner. The nominees are Elizabeth Taylor in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Vanessa Redgrave in Morgan, Anouk Aimée, A Man and a Woman, Lynn Redgrave in Georgie Girl, Ida Kaminska in The Shop on Main Street. Oh, boy. Now, how do you make the selection out of five of those girls? Huh? Please. Thank you. All legal and upright. And the winner is Miss Elizabeth Taylor.
Accepting for Elizabeth Taylor, Miss Anne Bancroft.
Miss Taylor regrets very much that she can't be here tonight. I'm sure she must be very, very proud. Not half as nervous as me, I'm sure. But she thanks you very, very much. Thank you.
We have already seen the excerpts from the 5 nominations for Best Picture. In alphabetical order, they are Alfie, a Sheldrake Films Limited Production, Paramount. Lewis Gilbert, producer. A Man for All Seasons, a Highland Films Limited Production, Columbia. Fred Zinnemann, producer. The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, the Mirisch Corporation of Delaware Production, United Artists. Norman Jewison, producer. The Sand Pebbles, an Argyle Solar Production, 20th Century Fox, Robert Wise, producer. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, a Chenault production, Warner Brothers, Ernest Lehman, producer. For Best Picture of the Year, may I have the envelope for a little bit? The winner is A Man for All Seasons.
Number 11 has taken the lead from Cale Yarborough in car 21. Richard Petty is third in car 43, but Yarborough tries to take the lead back again. It looks like he's going to make it, but no. Persistent Mario keeps that throttle down and beats down this challenge by Yarborough. In third place, Richard Petty in car 43. Darryl Derringer in car 26 is fourth, and Dick Hutcherson in number 29 is fifth in close seesaw racing from the outset here in the Daytona 100. Now, Yarborough finally gets by Andretti, who had to lift because of a slower car and change lanes. A bit of a break for Cale Yarborough, the chunky driver from South Carolina. Car 21, a 1967 Ford Fairlane. Andretti's car is smoking now. He apparently could be in some trouble there, and Petty has gone by to take second place. Mario Andretti, number 11, is a two-time USAC champion, and talked a little bit about the difference in driving between here and Indianapolis.
The difference between Daytona and Indianapolis as far as driving, but there again, I don't think you could compare the two. The only thing it compares there is the overall size, 2.5 miles. Indianapolis, you only have a 90-degree bank and the four corners, and there, when you drive very fast, you have things such as braking and acceleration that become very important here. It's with a 31-degree bank and three corners, it's just a flat-out contest.
And flat-out it is, with the speed now at over 176 miles an hour. Cale Yarborough in car 21 is the leader. Andretti has dropped the fourth in car number 11, that smoking fourth, as this race really moves on. Now into the main straightaway, and Richard Petty in car 43 tries to find room on the outside to go around Cale Yarborough as Darryl Derringer becomes a figure in a fight for the lead in car number 26. Yarborough sets the pace now. Side-by-side action between Derringer and Petty, and Andretti is back again in there. There's that smoke billowing out. Andretti, who has twice won the USAC championship, is in this race, studded with other champions. Petty himself has won the Grand National title on one occasion. Lorenzen, years ago, was twice winner of the USAC championship, and Don White is a former USAC champion. And now Petty in number 43 races by Yarborough to become the third driver to lead this thrilling 100-mile race. The Plymouth is now out in front. Yarborough in 21 has dropped to second. What a contest we're watching today. Three drivers now have set the pace in this race since the start, and look at the back end of Petty's car drift out there. What a magnificent driver, just like a dirt track. What a chauffeur. And now Richard Petty is out front where he likes to be, but here comes Cale Yarborough down low in that number 21 Ford and goes by Petty. What a fantastic race. It's still a five-car duel, and Andretti, smoke billowing out of number 11, closing in on these two side-by-side leaders. Wheel to wheel as they go round the high bank, 31-degree turns here at Daytona, and are the fans ever eating this up? And Yarborough has to feather it momentarily because of a group of slower cars, and Petty barreling down that back straightaway, really stretching it out. Here comes Yarborough now, number 21, cutting it low, Petty lets it ride way high. That's a cement wall at the top. It's a hard one, and he comes very close to time. Andretti in third. Derringer, and then Hutcherson in front of a 29, and Lorenzen has started to drop back in front of a 28. Lorenzen was fierce and draft. Said he wanted to make this race without a pit stop. And look at Yarborough, bursting by Petty to recapture the lead in another shuffle. Andretti right there, number 11. It could be that that smoke in number 11 has come from an overfull crankcase, and the oil is hitting the exhaust pipe and smoking away, because the car certainly has all the speed that Mario is asking for. He's third now in that number 11 Ford from the Holman and Moody stables of Charlotte, North Carolina. And back by Petty. Just a moment ago, Petty was the leader. Now he's third. Yarborough's number one in the 21 Ford, and look how close they come there. Andretti almost touched the back bumper of Yarborough's 21. Now, Hutcherson is fourth for the moment in car 29, as Derringer and Hutcherson are having their own private battle for fourth place. Here's Andretti now trying the high side, and Yarborough whipping by the slower cars. Two echelons of cars in this race, the real factory drivers and the very fast cars, and the independents are a bit slower, and boy, that Andretti is really putting out the smoke in car number 11. Yarborough now with about a six-car lead. It's almost a breathing spell for Cale, a big 200-pound fellow who used to play semi-pro ball back in his hometown of Timminsville, South Carolina. And look at that Andretti weaving, first to the left and then to the right, on the outside. What a daredevil as he takes the lead again. Back in front for little Mario, and skating up to the top of the track. It's Mario Andretti, number 11, the leader. Number 21, Cale Yarborough, second. Number 43, Richard Petty, third. They come down the straightaway now. And Petty putting the pressure on Yarborough in second place. Andretti, the leader. What an automobile race we've seen here today, with the lead being passed back and forth like a hot potato. Mario Andretti has a slim lead over Cale Yarborough. Cars 11 and 21, two 1967 Ford Fairlanes, setting the pace for the Daytona 100 with Richard Petty, the Plymouth driver, in car 43, a very close third. As this race is as tight as possible right from the beginning, with Mario Andretti, the little visitor from the rival United States Auto Club, setting the pace at the moment. Speed better than 175 miles an hour. And Cale Yarborough once again surges into the number one position on the backstretch. That number 21 Ford, prepared by the Wood Brothers of Stuart, Virginia, certainly has been doing well by Cale Yarborough today. And now he's once again in front. Darrell Derringer's moved into third place, putting Petty back to fourth. Here's Yarborough leading now. Andretti just a whisker behind as they pass the start-finish line. Derringer still holds third. Petty is fourth, and Dick Hutcherson in car 29 is fifth. Freddie Lorenzen in car 28 and Don White and car number 2 are still tied together about a third of a lap behind this front echelon of four cars. Now there goes Andretti once again by Yarborough. Boy, are these two drivers both driving factory Fords. You'd never know they were teammates the way they've been batting back and forth for the number one position. Here's Sam McQuaig in that number 15 Cyclone back in the pits again, listening to the word from the crew as to what the trouble is. Look at the heavy traffic here as Yarborough pulls Derringer by Andretti as they lap Innes Ireland, the barn driver in front of a 31. Heavy traffic on the back straightaway. Nerves of steel as these drivers really turn it on here at Daytona Beach. And we've got the word that Sam McQuaig is out of the race. He's the fourth car out of the race today. Boy, it's close going here as we get to the time when pit stop should be coming up. We're drawing near the end of the race, and Derringer, known for his late race drives, is into second place now, and this may be the sprint he hoped to put on. It's car 21, Cale Yarborough, right behind Mario Andretti. Darrell Derringer, car 26. Andretti in third there. Yarborough the leader, Derringer second, and Andretti third. And Derringer now making his move on the outside. The burly Charlotte, North Carolina driver, slowly creeping alongside Yarborough and scoots by into the number 3 corner. Derringer's won some of NASCAR's big races, and now he's out front. We've had a half a dozen drivers set the pace in this speed contest today. Derringer the latest to breathe the fresh air of first place. Heavy traffic coming down the line now. And Richard Petty mixing. It's a four-way battle. This race could go right to the wire. Yarborough's back in front in car 21. Andretti's now second. Derringer's back to third. And Petty is fourth. The scorers must be having a wild day keeping track of what's going on here. Andretti's car is still smoking, but it's certainly not slowing. It hasn't affected its performance one bit. Now Mario makes his run. Again, he tries for the number one position. Will he make it? And Cale beats down the challenge. A slower car in front of Andretti. He had to limp. There just wasn't racing room. So Cale Yarborough in the Woods Brothers, number 21 Ford, and Mario Andretti in the number 11 Holman and Moody Ford, the one and two drivers in the Daytona 100 at this point. Darrell Derringer, whoa, and a swivel right there. And Richard Petty with that gas-gobbling Hemi Plymouth heads to the pits now. The first of the front runners to make a pit stop. He's going to have to get just a few gallops. There's crew chief Dale Inman signaling him in. We'll put a clock on him and see just how long it takes to get this car serviced. They're going to give him gas and a very quick windshield wipe. That's Richard's brother, Maurice, on the windshield taking care of the shining. Just a gallon or two is all that's needed. And away he goes in 13 seconds. A very fast stop, but of course he's way back. And that moves Don White in car number two and Fred Lorenzen in car 28 into fifth and sixth positions as Petty peels out burning rubber on his way out of the pits. A drag racing re-entry into the race for Richard Petty in car number 23. The first of the leaders to make the pit stop is Cale Yarborough, is the pace setter now, with Andretti in car number 11 in second position. Third place, and another four belongs to Darrell Derringer in car number 26, and Dick Hutcherson now in car number 29 has moved to fourth. Petty is way back behind Don White, who's fifth in car number two, and Fred Lorenzen, who is sixth in car number 28, and still drafting. So Yarborough down the back straightaway, and here comes Andretti again. He just won't leave him alone, and Andretti goes back into the number one position. How many exchanges of the lead have we had this afternoon? Mario back number one again. They say on Mario's pit board in Italian, Mario è sempre avanti. Mario is always first. And that's what he is right now. And here's Andretti. Leading this Daytona 100, Mario Andretti with Cale Yarborough second, and we'll be back for action in just a moment. While we were away, Cale Yarborough in car number 21 and Don White, the number two Dodge, made their pit stop for gas. This leaves Mario Andretti in car number 11, the leader. Darrell Derringer in car 26, second. And Dick Hutcherson in car number 29, third. There we have the battle now for the lead with the three drivers. And Hutcherson going by Andretti on the outside. It looks as though Andretti, number 11, is heading for the pits. Lorenzen in car number 28 is a 4-4th with no one to grab. White having pulled into the pits. Now, Andretti in the Holman and Moody number 11 rushes in for his gulp of gasoline with crew chief Ralph Moody standing by, ready to minister to his need. And the crew runs out, the fire protection right there, a few drops, a wipe of the windshield, and Mario waits for the drag. A lot of men out there just for a little bit of gas. It's great one-stop service, and now he's ready to go the distance, and he smokes his tires as he peels out of the pits and re-enters the fray. This now for Darrell Derringer. There he is in car 26. He's the leader. Can he go the distance without stopping for gas? He just put a lap on Don White in the number two Charger. Don has made his pit stop for gas. Derringer's the leader. Dick Hutcherson in 29 is second. And Lorenzen has advanced to third in car number 28 as we near the finish of this great 100-mile speed classic at the Daytona International Speedway. So Darrell Derringer, Dick Hutcherson, and Fred Lorenzen. And Lorenzen said, bet $1,000 before the race that he could go all the way. He may just do it. So Derringer now, with a lap behind Don White between he and Dick Hutcherson. Hutcherson on the high side as his race comes.